Hello, 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 hello. I don't know how much you can hear me, and I'm not sure what I look like because, well, I've got this new, see my new hair with the blonde underlay, and it is so hot here in Seattle right this minute that it's just sticking, like, laying to my, it's not, you know, it's too warm. It's sticky, it's warm. I'm somewhat irritated. And for some reason, I'm to the side. Hold on. I'm like, what's going on here, dude? What are you doing? Why are you to the side? Can you see me? Why am I? I'm not to the side down here. That's why I don't understand why I'm to the side up here. This is upsetting me. Hold on. Okay, wait. I can almost pretend. Oh, wait. Oh, well. I don't like the angle it's got now. I'm upset about it. It's all got me. It really has me to the side now. So it's got, you don't get to see this side of the hair at all. But I guess this is going to be the way life is today. This is because it's hot. Probably it slipped. Most likely due to the heat, it probably slipped from where it was. And getting it back to where I needed to be is going to be difficult. I'm going to tuck that behind my ear, get it out the way. Okay, you guys, look. I don't know how your week has been. My week has been kind of hecky. I missed Monday. I did other things Monday, but I was so busy, I actually missed Monday. We've got a full moon coming up in Sagittarius in like 2.5 days, really. And you know, there's a lot I want to talk about. I made a couple of videos this week that were like, you know, emotional. Really a kind of emotional week. And I don't know why, really, since we've been in Gemini. And Gemini is down in my, I know why. My progress moon is in Gemini. Even as I was about to start running my mouth, it hit me. I'm like, yep, a progress moon is in Gemini and it's in the fifth house. So the thing that I like to run my mouth about and the thing that makes me most emotional is romance and relationships. And that is the thing that has made me most emotional is romance and relationships. And so this month, you know, is Gemini season. And so I've been running my mouth pretty much all month about romance and relationships. Now, one of the other things that's been happening is that I've been having issues with rashes, allergies, eating foods, right? My skin, I've got breakout down on the chin, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't have light makeup on so you can see it. I'm sorry. I could not put a whole bunch of makeup on my face today. I'm just, you know, I've got issues. So, you know, and adult acne ain't no joke. I still use Proactiv. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I think my skin is so great is because I'm a Proactiv woman. And I do use Proactiv on the daily, Proactiv Plus. And I think it saved my skin over the last 20 some years. Like I'm dedicated to Proactiv Plus. So, you know. So I'm going to start getting some. I was saying earlier in one of my other videos, I'm going to get something for my neck, though, because the recent weight loss, I gained, like, some weight back, you know. I had gained, like, 30, 40 pounds. And I think my face had gotten big, so I'm noticing there's a lot of extra loose skin here. Look at that. Like, if I do this, look at that. It's a whole different face. Like, oh, my God. So what am I going to do with that? Now, I saw that, what is it, some of those places, they have all the little, like, the crepe erase and gold bind has something for the neck. I never thought I would be at an age where I had to worry about the neck. But I do. I have to worry. First of all, I never thought I'd be thin enough. See, I'm getting used to the hair, and I'm also training the hair. You know, when you first get them, you got to train them so they go where you want them, when you want them, and you... Like, you know what I mean? And like, when you put your hand through them, they go where you want the hair to go. That kind of thing. I'm still at that point where I'm still training it. And we're still becoming friends. Like, you know, and we're still becoming buddies. I think I'm going to like her. I do think she's going to be good for the summer. It's been a warm day, and pretty much she doesn't have a lot of curl or anything, so she just kind of, you know, she's good for not a lot of, when there's not a lot of coolness. Like, I've got a fan blowing. I don't know if you guys can hear this fan I've got over here blowing on me, but I dare not open the window. I've got, like, a dehumidifier in the house, and so even though it might not be cool, it's not, see, I'm able to sit here with this little shirt on and even this hair, and I'm not sweating like a dog. But if I open that window for even just a few minutes, it would be horrendous, because we live in the middle of a rainforest, and when it gets 90 here, it's a nightmare. Just saying, I'm like going through a horror flick now. That's how bad it is. So you guys, I really don't have anything in particular planned. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't. But I do have a few ideas that I pulled out, and I think I am going to do them. And I'm just, this is the first time I really saw myself in this hair. So I'm like, whoa, I'm kind of feeling this new summery look that I've, you know, with the blonde under. Because I don't know if you guys notice, I've been doing the blonde, and I do have another blonde that I got. But I got one that was black, and I got one that had the blonde underlay. And then I got one that's like a light colored blonde, that, like an ombre, you know, ombre. But yeah, it's interesting. I really like the underlay that they have in here. Really nice. It's really nice. And it's like I said, once I get under the fan, it feels cool. It's cool to the touch. I'm really thinking about going into selling like wigs and stuff like that. I mean, what do you guys think about that idea? Because I always wear them, right? So I'm thinking maybe if I actually start selling them, because I think I've got an eye for it. I really do. I've got an eye. And I know how to get them at good prices, like good lace fronts and stuff like that. So, you know, if anyone's interested in talking to me about it, I am serious about that. Like, looking at it as a possible new lifestyle for myself. So, okay, you guys, I'm going to stop playing with this hair because it's so silky. I wish you could, you know, if I could, you could feel how soft it is. It's really super soft. And I just kind of like it. It's kind of different, almost a little Cruella de Vil-ish, because it's got that little hidden blonde there at the bottom. So here's what I thought we would do. And I do apologize for doing like 3, 4, 5 things at once. I don't know why I do that. Sorry. But I was wise enough, although again, I don't have them completed. I mean, I could read them, but I don't have them set up the way I want. If you'd be willing to work with me, then we can do these. And I can honestly say I've done my anchor broadcast for the night, and I'm free. I mean, I'm going to upload this to YouTube and SoundCloud. And I more SoundCloud than YouTube, because my skin is so bad. I don't know if you guys know, but I've been dealing with horrible, like, allergy. It's allergy season, so rashes, breakout. Like, and I tend to have it on my chin for some reason. And this year is no different. It happens every year, every summer, like clockwork. So, but it's not so bad. It's, you know, it's been worse, so I guess I'm lucky in that way. Okay, so wait. Okay, I think I'm in the right place. I just need to make sure I was in the right place. Okay, so let me put this here, what I'm doing. I'm gonna get a little bit bigger. We're gonna go do like, okay, this is good. Okay, this is not, and you know, these articles, this one has the guy's name on it, so it must be part of the deal. But I'm going to share it anyway, and I'll give him his props. I really want to share this because it's something that I really think needs to be shared, especially I want to know it for myself. But what I'm doing right now is I'm just trying to make it a nice photo so that, you know, when I talk to you, you have something nice to look at. I think I'll use this though. This looks nice. Maybe I'll do that. Okay. Okay, so I'm gonna make Yeah, we'll make it like this. You know what I hate about summer? Little bugs that get like in your nose. I hate that. I don't know if that happens to anyone else, but yeah, I don't like it. Oh, I see why. This is an actual article. I don't know. Well, it was, I pulled it up. I think I should have been under the articles that I have available to do this. So, I mean, from that angle, I think I'm okay, but. Since I, let's see. Wow, this is going to end up being a lot longer than I thought. But it's worth it, you guys. It is. I should have paused the tape while I did this. I'm going to pause it next time. I spaced out, you guys. Sorry, you're just watching me getting it all together here. Okay. I'm almost done here with this. Okay, so let me go ahead. I'll share this in now. And as I mentioned, this is not my article. This is actually another article, so I'll make sure I announce his name and stuff. So let me go to chat. And there we go. There we go. Hello, hello. This is Adrienne Obi. Coming to you with how to eradicate your emotional health problems, including insomnia. The stresses and strains of everyday life can bring with it a variety of emotional health problems. These can include depression, anxiety, insomnia, irritability, and panic attacks. In this article, I write about each of these potential problems and suggest solutions to overcome them. Depression. I am sure that we all become depressed at different times of our life. I certainly do. it is easy to let things and people get us down. We can start to feel sorry for ourselves and to think that the world is working against us. The brain has two halves, positive and negative. In these periods of depression, the negative side assumes control, and it becomes very hard to get out of the rut. I see the positive side of my brain as an apple and the negative side as a pear. If I only ever eat pears, I will not be able to experience the joy of eating apples. In short, I have to give the positive side a chance to help me to reach this state of happiness that I need to learn to ignore the negative. Anxiety and panic attacks. At times, people start becoming anxious about their future or even about their present situation. This can, in certain cases, even lead on to panic attacks. In my opinion, worrying does not help the situation. It only makes things worse. I have to say that I do worry and that the cloud of doom does descend over my life at regular intervals. When this occurs, I try very hard to break the cycle, and I even talk to the demons in my head. I have a battle of wills with them. I tell them that they will not win and that I will not stress anymore. This is not that simple, but it is what I try to do. Insomnia. Having trouble with sleeping at night can happen for a number of reasons. The main one is stress, which other causes are snoring, an intake of too much caffeine, a noisy environment, or depression. I have written about stress and depression already. It is also time to cut down on the coffee. A simple suggestion in potentially solving insomnia is to read a book in bed before attempting to get to sleep. This book should help you get your mind away from any anxieties you may have. It should relax your body and should also tire your eyes. Irritability. When people lose sleep or work too hard, they can become overtired, and this can lead to irritability. This can cause people to have a higher pulse rate, making their muscles feel tight, and can leave people also feeling anxious and lethargic. It is important to therefore ensure that you obtain a good amount of hours of sleep per night, at least 7, and that you only work a certain amount of hours per week. Money is important to people. However, in my opinion, health should be the priority. Solutions to these emotional health problems. I've come to realize that I need to treat myself from time to time. I have always found it difficult to relax and would often feel stressed and under pressure. I now use various methods at different times of the year to help me to chill out a bit and reward my body. These include aromatherapy, using herbal products, attending Tai Chi lessons, and I've even tried yoga. I must admit, I could never get to grips with yoga. However, I heard that it can prove to be very beneficial to people who can. Meditation. Nice. My favorite form of relaxation is meditating. I do this by sitting on a straight back chair and by basically concentrating with my eyes closed. I pay attention to, or I pay particular notice to my breathing, and it has certainly helped me to see things in a much clearer way. In conclusion, there are many ways of reducing emotional health problems, and with determination, you're able to see your way to a better and brighter future. This article was originally written by Steve Hill. This has been Adrienne Obi with how to eradicate your emotional health problems, including insomnia. I'll go ahead and I'm recording. Okay, you guys. So I figured this is my time to talk to you in between things. So I put it back on so I can talk to you in between things. You know what I mean? Why not? So this one we're almost getting ready to do. It's about meditation. I don't know if you picked up the theme, but everything's about, you know, meditating, relaxing, just really getting in touch with ourselves and doing things that are good for ourselves. Because I think that's the other thing. Sometimes we do things, but I don't know if what we do is necessarily good for ourselves. So I'm trying to find things that we can do where we can be kinder, more gentler, and just generally more good to ourselves. So that's what I'm doing. That's the plan. And then I'm going to hurry up and finish with this because my legs are swelling. Lord, I have been up way too long. Okay, this looks like a nice short one. I might even save it ahead of time. I think I will. Okay, so I'll go ahead and start this one. And this might be my last one for the night. I swear I'm getting so tired. It's only 7:30, but, you know, just tired, y'all. Did a lot. I technically have not really had a real good sleep. So that's probably why my skin is messed up, too. I need more sleep. Stop working, take off the makeup, and get more sleep. Best advice ever. So we'll do this one and then I'm going to probably stop for the night. It'll be about quarter after by then. Let me go ahead and share. All right. Hello, this is Adrienne Obi coming to you with Become Your Own Relaxation Expert. Meditation has been practiced around the world for thousands of years. It is a technique used to quiet the mind and body and release stress. It can also bring focus and clarity. And often after meditating, problems that you have been struggling with miraculously become solved. Meditation has also been known to inspire people to write and to spur lucrative business ideas as your subconscious comes to light. On simple form of meditation, or one simple form of meditation, requires that you sit in a quiet room, either on a pillow or cross-legged on the floor, or on or in a comfortable chair, making sure your spine is straight. It is advised that you use the same place every day. It is also suggested that you personalize your spot by beautifying it with candles, flowers, and pictures of the people that you love. The idea is to sit quietly with your eyes closed and focus on a point inside your forehead. Try not to think of anything in particular, but don't try not to think either, allowing your mind to become calm and peaceful. If you find that your mind is chattering, don't try to control it. Just let it finish what it is that it's working on. It will eventually quiet down. It is also recommended for beginners to begin with 10 to 20 minute sessions each day. After a while of doing this, you will start to feel deep relaxation and joy during these sessions. The first step to this self-hypnosis is to sit in a quiet, comfortable spot, making sure you are facing a wall about 8 feet away from you. Pick a spot or an object on that wall and make that spot or object your focal point. Looking at your focal point, begin counting backwards from 100, one number for each breath you exhale. As you do this, imagine yourself floating and feeling very relaxed. You will begin to feel your eyelids getting heavy and you may begin to blink. Let your eyes slowly close as you continue to count backwards. Imagine yourself as limp as a rag doll, totally relaxed and floating in a safe and comfortable place. Stop counting and just float in your space. If any disturbing thoughts come into place, should come while you're in your space, just let them flow out again and allow yourself to continue to feel safe and relaxed. This technique can help you to cope with stress and to discharge the tension that accumulates during stressful situations. When you are ready to come out of this self-hypnosis, you can either let yourself drift off to sleep or you can count from 1 to 3 and exit. First, count 1 and get your body ready to exit. At 2, take a deep breath and hold for a few seconds. At 3, exhale and close your eyes slowly. As you close your eyes, continue to hold on to that relaxed and comfortable feeling. You may then want to increase the length of your sessions to 30 minutes or maybe even an hour. In our highly active lifestyles of today, it is imperative that we include a brief time for meditation in our daily schedule. For more self-help techniques and tips, please visit my website, astrologyalookinside.com. This has been Adrienne Obi with Become Your Own Relaxation Expert. Okay, you guys. Well, I'm lazy. I don't want to do no more tonight. I'm glad I did it. It's summer. I came. It's hot. I'm probably going to go and make something to eat and then maybe get in a cold shower. It's just that kind of night. I'm glad I did it, and I'm glad I didn't wimp out or laze out, and that I'm following through with what I said I would do. And I'll go over a couple of more that I picked out when we talk again on Monday. I do have, 1, 2, 3 more that I want to go over, so we'll go over them then. Okay, you guys, well, it's been Adrienne. It has been my pleasure. I really have so much fun when I do these. You guys so totally rock. I hope you know that. It's true. And I look forward to helping and seeing and working with everyone within the sound of my voice. And if you forget all my websites, you can find them all at Adrienne Obi HQ. Okay, you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye now.